So we set a $30 limit. That was the plan. Jess wanted 50. We decided.
We didn't agree on 30. I just want to put that out there. I never agreed on 30 because my love language is giving gifts.
Yes, yes.
And it is also my love language in return. Okay. Like there's one of what you offer and what you get in return. Yeah. And I sometimes forget that not everyone has the same love language as me. Yeah. And we all know I got you, Ducko, and I didn't know how to make you take the quiz to work out what yours is. So
my love language is just being there for one another.
Which is so lovely. Quality time is a beautiful one. But I just want to put it out there. I don't want anyone to feel bad about...
Okay, what have you done? I feel you've gone... Okay,
well, it's a secret Santa, guys, first of all. Oh, and nobody has obeyed that. It's supposed to be secret. You're not supposed to know who you get it from.
You had Sophie.
But I can go first if you like.
Yeah, you do that.
Because my card says Grandpa Gil. And then I open it up and it says, Merry Christmas, Grandpa, Papu, Pop, Pop, Grandad, Poppy, Nonno, Opa, Papa, Yay, Yay.
Yay, Yay.
And then there is a Dr. Seuss poem on the Cat in the Hat on aging.
Great.
I cannot see, I cannot pee, I cannot chew, I cannot screw. Oh, my God, what can I do? My memory shrinks, my hearing stinks, no sense of smell. I look like hell, my mood is bad, can't you tell? My body's drooping, have trouble pooping. The golden years have come at last, the golden years can kiss my ass. Thank you so much, Secret Santa. Oh, the card's even signed Sophie. Says you may be old, but you're still a great guy from your super young friend, Sophie. Thanks so much, Secret Santa. And then I've got a cheese board.
Which is beautiful.
Amazing.
$30 cheese board. Nice.
Yeah, the Dauphinoise didn't cost half the money.
How much did you spend in total, Sophie?
I'd say 60.
60?
Is your love language also gift giving?
I was going to do 30 until I heard what you bought and I
changed. Oh, my God. Okay. Can you give yours back to Sophie now, Nick? And then
I've followed the rules.
Me too, mate. Don't worry about that. Yeah. What did you give to Sophie?
Well, she's got to open it.
Yeah, Sophie.
Don't read the card.
Yeah, no, it wasn't sentimental.
We're not doing cards.
Oh, was it sentimental? And did you sign it Secret Santa?
Yes.
Who's the sentiment comes from?
Well, I wrote in third person, so Secret Santa was saying how much of an asset to the team she was as our producer.
Come on, Sophie.
Like annual lots review. Of
Sophie can't open a present.
Oh,
oh
my God.
A vase,
your fancy pants. That is beautiful.
Thank you. That is so nice. It looks like a shell. Yeah. And I can put my candles and flowers in it. It's my first.
Do not put candles in it.
No, flowers.
I know that you've been putting your flowers in a wine bottle all year.
That's a nice present. Within the budget as well. Touché to you two. Jessica, please.
Well,
you go first.
Okay. Handing over the card to Ducko. It's just an envelope.
Because the physical thing isn't here yet, you'll have to pick that up because you need identification.
What? What is this?
Did you get... Oh, my God. Did you actually do this?
Yeah.
What is it?
Jess, it has the price on here. She bought me personalised Ducko number plates.
Oh, my God.
And it's got the price on here.
It's a zero, unfortunately. Like, Ducko's actually taken, which I thought was funny because the Filipino Ducko Instagram handle thing we laugh about, but it's a zero, which was available. So,
oh, my God. Actually, this is incredible.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Now you see the Duckman cruising around town. You always know where I am.
Yeah, don't ever say anything controversial.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people know which car to key.
I'll be stuffed. Wow. It's got the price on here.
It was the printer. I didn't want to scratch it.
Can you say?
She spent nearly $500 on my Secret Santa.
That's a $30 limit.
I told you my gift-giving language, love language. I honestly think you've been such an asset to this team, and I wanted to show you that. And you don't have to show with money, but I
thank you.
Good, so I did.
I appreciate it. I do. Now I feel very bad for my present to you, but you said you wanted a kayak. I got
this is large.
I got you the next best thing. Please look at the card as well.
Oh, it's macaroni art.
Pasta art.
Dear Jess, Merry Xmas. Love KK, a.k.a. What's that word?
I couldn't fit my whole name, so I went across.
Wow.
And she said she wanted a kayak.
I did want a kayak.
Well, I think...
Fantastic. It's an inflatable kayak.
With two paddles. You and Amos can both fit in it. You can both fit in that.
Wow.
Enjoy.
I only wanted an individual kayak, but you've got me a double rafty thing.
Yep. Inflatable.
This is great.
It's nothing like when someone misreads the mood of a certain situation.
Oh, geez.
This reminds me of my 1,000th show where we did an acrostic poem and Jess did this like 2-minute spiel, crying, going like, "You've just been such a dear friend and you welcome me to the town." And Ducko just goes, "I have misread this.
I've gone I
for idiot. You're such an idiot, buddy."
Oh, wow. Once again, I'm the fool, but Merry Christmas, guys. What a year.
Jess, you have a bag of something and a...
What is going on? What are you doing?
Of mischief on your face.
You're a pretty whizzy on the buttons there, Duckman. Can you get me... who's the guy that stuffed up at the Oscars and read the wrong thing that time? Was it Warren Buffett or something?
Warren Beatty.
Remember when he went, "And the Oscar goes to..." Yep. You got that in the system?
I don't think that's in spotlight? The system.
Yeah, yeah. Can you just give me your best Warren Beatty saying, "And the Oscar goes to Nick"?
And the Oscar goes to...
Jess Marchione for acting. I did not get you personalised planes, bro.
Oh, thank God.
If you just missed it, we just swapped our Secret Santa and I've been banging on for a week that I'm going to go way over budget to the
so
Duck Man.
Freaking relieved.
I did not get you $469 personalised registration plate.
Oh, because you know what? I freaking hate personalised plates more than anything.
We've been talking for the last 5 minutes with you, about...
Oh, thank God.
You think I spent $469?
Oh, this is way
so
better.
So this is what I actually got you. It's still over budget, but shut up. I have been taking a list of things that you've said you've liked. So it's just a bunch of things that you've mentioned that you might want.
This is cool. This is better. I got a Knights t-shirt. I got a thing to do my finger painting on.
That's right.
Burger rings. Kinder Surprise.
Yep.
Like, what's this?
That's a bauble.
You got a Pam bauble for my dog. See, this is the gift that I love.
Yes.
And you got some paints for my finger painting.
Yeah.
What's this? Facial fuel.
Remember you said you wanted to get into skincare.
I did say that. Is that a receipt?
That's it, just in case the t-shirt was too small.
Oh, and you've even got me some Kalen Ponga's beer goosey.
Goosey, you said you wanted to try it.
Oh, so me, Kalen and Connor can sip it together when we catch up.
That's
frequently.
That's right. So Merry Christmas, brother.
Thank you.
Much
See,
more
that
fitting
is better.
Than personalised.
I was sitting here going, I'm going to have to tell her that I'm going to take the plates off the car.
And do you know
because
what?
Because I don't want to drive around with Ducker on the frigging number plates.
Right, and the letter I did give you was, I've paid for the first year of personalised plates, which is $469.50. But you then would have to pay every other year $469.50.
That's a good teacher. I was like to Nick, I was like, what am I going to do? And Nick's like, you're going to have to wear the plate for a few months and then we'll make it on the radio next year and we'll talk about it.
The car will magically disappear.
Morgan was like, oh my God, lovely thought, but I don't want to drive around the car with saying dust on it.
You share that color, don't you?
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I'm so relieved.
I mean, you are much beloved. If you had Ducko plates on, you'd probably just get flowers thrown at you every day.
100%. A couple panties.
People would follow me. Here's my panties.
I would say, based on your Instagram DMs, it would mainly be male jocks.
Yep, I'd give a lot of jock straps.
Yeah.
You would, and you wouldn't be mad about it.
Don't think I've ever been hit on by a girl. Ah, well, it is
on
what
that
it is.
Note.
Take, you win some, you lose a lot. Take what you can. You know what I mean?
Amen, brother. Amen.
We will be
you
back
get what
tomorrow.
You get and don't get upset.